This is Terry Mandel, DO Dick Cheney attorney letter. Please use the Dr. Terry Mandel letterhead, not Dr. Terry Mandel Incorporated. This letter goes to attorney Kelsey. First name is Kelsey, K-E-L-S-E-Y. Last name is Marx-Smith. That's capital M-A-R-X. Dash S-M-I-T-H of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Ms. Marks-Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Josh Morris, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Josh, J-O-S-H, Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. I did review an extensive amount of medical records as well as taking the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 31-year-old male. Period. Height 5'10" tall, weight 260 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a work injury on or about June 25th of 2021, period. He was working downtown Indianapolis inspecting a roof when his ladder collapsed, period. The patient fell as the ladder kicked out as he was about to enter the roof, period. He fell approximately 25 feet, period. He was unconscious with some amnesia, period. He had immediate pain in his right shoulder, comma, right rib cage, comma, chest, comma, right back, comma, mid back, comma, headache, comma, nausea and vomiting, period. Later he had low back pain, period. Despite treatment, the present day he is still experiencing pain in his right shoulder, period. The right shoulder pain rates between 2 to 6 out of 10, period. It is throbbing and sporadic as well as daily, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. He has pain involving his right rib cage that is intermittent. It is generally daily, period. The intensity ranges from 2 to 4 out of 10, period. He has thoracic area pain on the right, period. It occurs approximately every couple days and ranges in intensity from 1 to 6 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. It is an aching pain with tingling, particularly bad in the mid-back with numbness, period. The patient was diagnosed with 3 spinal process thoracic area fractures, period. He was told that he had a fractured clavicle in a couple areas, period. He was advised that he had 6 rib fractures on the right, period. He was told that he had a concussion with a punctured lung, period. New paragraph. The approximate timeline as perceived by the patient was that on the day of the accident, ambulance took him to St. Vincent's emergency room. He was admitted for approximately 5 weeks, period. He was told that he had fractures as well as a punctured lung, period. A chest tube was inserted on approximately the 4th day. Around day 5, he had platings involving his ribs in a surgical procedure, period. He was placed on oxygen as well as catheter and narcotics, period. He was started on physical therapy as well as occupational therapy, period. After he was released to home approximately 1 week later, he was seen in the emergency room at Crawfordsville Hospital, and they did radiographic studies as well as gave him a shot of morphine, period. He was released and saw a specialist for the hand and shoulder in Lafayette, Indiana, period. He had physical therapy and was advised that he may need a second surgery on his clavicle, period. The patient has been followed by Dr. Hand, H-A-N-D, in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, as the patient moved to Pennsylvania. and he was given more physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems washing himself, period. Sleeping is difficult, period. He has problems playing ball with his son, period. Motorcycling is out of the question, period. He has problems dressing himself at times, period. Sports such as throwing balls, comma, shooting, comma, wrestling, comma, basketball, comma, and baseball are affected, period. Sex is affected, period. Walking is limited to approximately 1 mile, period. Running is affected, period. He has problems climbing ladders, period. New paragraph. His medications include over-the-counter as well as topical medications such as Advil for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include over-the-counter creams, Advil, other over-the-counter medicines, as well as home exercise, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for Wolf-Parkinson-White syndrome, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for tonsils and an ACL repair of the right knee. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient has never injured his right shoulder, period. He had a past concussion in sports at age 16, but had no permanency, period. The patient has never injured his thoracic area, period. The patient has never injured his right rib cage or any ribs in the past, period. At age 16, he did have a bite by a client, but no serious treatment, period. He has had no serious work injuries, period. He did have some mild auto accidents, but no serious accidents were noted, and there were no serious treatment or permanency, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of a sales manager, period. In the past, he sold roofs and did exterior work that he can no longer do, period. His prior work was more lucrative, and he is unable to do this lucrative job because he cannot climb a ladder, period. He can work a full 40-hour work week, but he cannot lift over 40 pounds or climb ladders, period. New paragraph under allergies, he's allergic to ibuprofen. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records. I just want to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Records from Ascensia St. Vincent's Hospital, date of service July 27th, 2021. States that the patient is a 31-year-old male who sustained right rib fractures and right clavicular fracture after falling from a roof while at work, period. He underwent a right thoracostomy followed by rib fixation of right ribs 5 and 7 approximately 3 weeks ago, period. He returns to our office for his routine postoperative appointment, period. Another report dated September 17th, 2021, from Dr. Stephen Hand, H-A-N-D. On physical examination, there was tenderness with palpation of the midline spine or paracervical musculature, period. Spine range of motion states that the patient had difficulty with arm slash shoulder protrusion and retraction, period. Muscle strength was 4 out of 5 with arm range of motion for flexion, abduction, retraction, and protraction of the shoulder blade due to pain and discomfort, period. Increased pain with palpation medial border of right scapula, period. Positive pain with resisted abduction of both shoulders, period. X-rays of the thoracic spine show multiple spinous process fractures in the mid-level, which appears to be T5 through T8, period. Plan, patient is treated with fracture care regarding the thoracic spine fracture period. The impression was closed fracture, thoracic vertebra spinous process. Report dated June 25th, 2021. From Ascension, that's A-S-C-E-N-S-I-O-N, state the 31-year-old male who presents after falling off a roof period. He fell from the second story. He had a positive loss of consciousness, and he was having, continues to have right-sided shoulder and chest wall pain, period. Radiographic studies dated June 25th, 2021. CT of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis show comminuted right clavicular fracture, fractures of the right first, comma, fifth, comma, sixth, comma, and seventh ribs, period, right anterior pneumothorax, atelectasis present, period, small parenchymal contusion of the right upper lobe, period. CT of the cervical spine showed no evidence of acute fracture. CT of the brain head without contrast, no CT evidence of acute intracranial abnormality, period. CTA of the neck showed no findings to suggest traumatic vascular injury, period. X-rays of the clavicle showed displaced, comminuted right clavicular fracture, period. New paragraph. After a review of all the medical records and taking the patient's history, my diagnostic impressions per Dr. Mandel are number one, concussion, number two, right shoulder trauma, number three, right rib cage trauma with fractured ribs, of ribs one, five, six, and seven, as well as costochondritis. Number four, thoracic trauma, comma, sprain, comma, and multiple spinal process fractures. Number five, fractured right clavicle, comminuted and displaced. Number six, punctured lung with a right pneumothorax, period. The above six diagnoses are directly caused by the work injury and fall of June 25th of 2021, period. New paragraph. All of the treatment that I have outlined above and that were given to the patient were all appropriate, necessary, and reasonable expenses as it relates to the work injury of June 25th of 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, the patient qualifies for the following three whole body impairments, period. In reference to the right shoulder, the patient qualifies for an 11% upper extremity impairment, utilizing table 15-5, page 409, period. This converts to a 7% whole body impairment, utilizing table 15-11, page 420, period. In reference to the right rib cage, the patient has an additional 3% whole body impairment, utilizing table 17-3, page 567, period. In reference to the thoracic region, the patient qualifies for an additional 6% whole body impairment, utilizing table 17-3, class 1, page 568, period. When we combine the three whole body impairments, the patient has a total whole body impairment of 16% as it relates to the work injury of June 25th, 2021, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need to continue over-the-counter medications, both oral and topical, at an estimated monthly cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. As suggested to the patient orally, I do agree that he will probably need reconstruction surgery of the right clavicle and an additional expense of $125,000, period. This additional expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, surgeon, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy, period. The patient is planning on seeing a spinal specialist for his continued mid-back pain, and he has been given injections in the mid-back area, period. Scratch, he has been given injections in the mid-back area. Scratch that. I feel he will need some injections in his thoracic area at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. The patient can benefit by a thoracic brace, an estimated cost of $200 that would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. There is a possibility that he may need hardware adjustment and possible removal of some of the plates in the rib area, period. This would be more likely should he sustain additional trauma of even a minor magnitude to the rib cage, period. The patient is using a massage X pulse, like X is an X-ray. He's using a massage X pulse machine at home, and the cost of this is $600, period. New paragraph. Because of the severe trauma and injuries that the patient has sustained, the patient will be more prone to permanent arthritis in his right shoulder, right rib cage, and thoracic regions, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records and taken his history via telephone but not performed a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records and history, period. We have not entered into the we have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.